عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. Today was a sad day for all of us here, Muslims and non-Muslims. The crime that has been perpetrated in Orlando is a hate crime. And hate crime against any community should not be tolerated. And it is not tolerated. And we have to denounce strongly and openly and repeatedly denounce these types of hate crimes, terrorist acts against any people anywhere in the world. And we must stand together in denouncing these acts of hate and prejudice that only divide the people and the nations and the countries. All of us should be able to live without intimidation, without fear, without the fear of reprisal or prejudice, regardless of our religion, orientation, the color of the skin, the ideology, the race. We should live in peace with each other. If we disagree with each other, the answer is not violence. The answer is not hate or revenge. We're going to go, all of us, and stand before God, and God is the ultimate judge. We should not judge each other. We should learn a lesson that we should not judge each other. We should not pass any judgment against any individuals or groups. فَاللَّهُ يَحْكُمُ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. The ultimate judge is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we denounce this horrific act, this massacre that took the life of 50 people today and wounded many others and left hundreds of families in grief, in sadness, and left our nation in sadness during this holy month of Ramadan, the month of understanding, the month of forgiveness, the month where we resort to reason, to aql, to mercy, to compassion, a month where the Holy Quran says, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, help out your neighbor. Go to your neighbors, feed them, be kind to them. Not turn your weapon against your neighbors. What Umar Mateen did is a heinous crime condemned by all religions and all Muslims worldwide. And he never and should not represent the Islamic faith or any scripture or any prophet. He does not belong to the humanity. This boy was born in New York. He was raised and nurtured on this soil. He went to school in this country. He got married twice and he decided, because of his whatever, to get divorced. And he was 28 years old. He should have supported his family rather than leaving many families today in pain, in grief, and leaving the Muslim community embarrassed during the holy month of Ramadan. The other point that I have is that the gun that has been used today in this horrific shooting was an AR-15, the same weapon that was used in here, not far from here in San Bernardino, shooting. The same weapon that was used in Sandy Hook to kill many innocent children. This is a pattern that cannot be allowed to continue. Only in this year in America, there has been 134 mass shooting in this country. We need to come together and put an end to this tragedy. We have to be wise. Weapons should not be in the hand of the bad people. Not everyone should have an access to weapon. Can go to a gun shop and buy a weapon. This is dangerous for the nation, for our children, for the safety and the security of all Americans. The other thing I have to say it, although maybe some people would not agree with me, but I have to say it with a truthfulness and honesty. The LGBTQ community, they stood with us, with the Muslims. They have been standing with us and supporting us during our tragedies in this country. They stood with us. They defended us on every occasion. Even today, after this tragedy against them, which was perpetrated by so-called a Muslim, they still did not withdraw their support from the Muslim community. They know we are a minority. They know we have been abused and wronged. So today, we have to return the favor to them. And we stand with them in solidarity in this painful, tragic, horrific massacre that took place. We stand with them in their pain, in their anguish, and we tell them you are not alone, and our religion denounces this. Our Islamic faith, our Holy Quran does not agree with what happened to you against you. The last point, some politicians, they take advantage of this. They exploit this incident to their own advantage. Unfortunately, we have to deprive them this opportunity. We have to stand together. I know many Muslims during such events, they prefer to stay at home out of fear of reprisal. I know it happened in the past and it is happening. But we should tell the people, tell our friends, our neighbors, we should be open with them. We should share our thoughts. We should not hide them. Tomorrow when you go to work, when you go, some of you go to school, you have neighbors. Definitely the neighbors are going to speak about this and ask you about this. Tell them we are equally affected by these tragedies. We denounce them. We do not accept them. They are not part of our culture or our akhlaq. Or the akhlaq of our messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These barbaric acts are alien to our faith and our book. Nowhere in the Quran says you carried a weapon and go and attack innocent people. Nowhere in the Quran. Nowhere in the Quran. Nowhere in the Hadith. Maybe we disagree with some people with their sexual orientation, but that does not mean that they have to be the target. So we have to share our stand with our brothers and sisters in this community, and we should not allow some politicians to take advantage of this and divide the country and divide the society and make some people good and some people bad. This is not good. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring His healing on those who are hurt, on the families, on the mothers, the fathers who lost their loved ones. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring unity and understanding to some Muslims in this country. Some parents give them the wisdom to teach their children the culture of love, not the culture of hate. Hate will get us to nowhere, but further destruction and further alienation. The language of Islam is the language of love and forgiveness and understanding. Probably one day we're going to, now the media are asking about Islam's view on homosexuality. We do not condone it, but we don't go after those people who follow it. This is their choice. We are not the Lord. We are not the one who sent people to paradise or Jahannam. It belongs to Him. Maliki Yawmiddin, He's the ultimate judge. If they are doing something wrong, He's responsible. They are responsible before their Lord, not us. So, we will inshallah dedicate one night to speak about this. Sallu ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. دعاء اليوم السابع عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم اللهم أعني فيه على صيامه وقيامه وجنبني فيه من هفواته وآثامه وارزقني فيه ذكرك بدوامه بتوفيقك يا هادي المضلين. Each person needs to ask the help from the Lord. Even if he or she think they are successful, they are in no need to anyone. At the end of the day, we are in need to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to constantly ask Him the help, the assistance. The dua says, Allahumma a'inni, O my Lord, assist me. You help me to perform a good fasting and good prayers. Siyam and Qiyam. Qiyam is when you stand for the prayers. Sometimes congregational prayers, sometimes the nawafil, private prayers. So you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you. And this is what we repeat every single day. Every single day. This is what we ask Allah. We say to Him, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. إِيَّاكَ you. In Arabic, in the Arabic grammar, when you put إِيَّاكَ you first, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. You we worship. You we seek help from. This is لِلْحَصَر. It means the help is confined with God and God alone. Not with anyone else. So we seek help, we worship Him alone, and we seek help from Him alone. Now the question is, if we seek help from Him alone, is it okay to ask help from the prophets, from the messengers, from the imams, or this is shirk? Some people say this is shirk. This is unacceptable. This is polytheism. When you ask someone other than God. But this is not the case. From the Quran, I am telling you. The answer is from the Quran. This is not the case. It is not the case to ask a prophet or an imam if you know that this prophet and the imam is the agent of God, working for God in the same line with God's permission. It's not polytheism. It's not shirk. But if you go to someone else thinking that this someone else is working independently from God, has nothing to do with God. He has his own power. He has nothing to do with God. He is independent, then yes, this is shirk. This is heresy. And this is polytheism. So this is the difference. The difference is here. When you ask a prophet or an imam, while you believe that he's the agent of God, and this is in the Quran, People came to Jesus. They said to him, "Oh, Jesus, I have a dead person. I want you to bring him back to life." Jesus stands on the grave or on that dead person before he dies, before he is buried, and he brings him back to life. But how did he do that? By himself, independently from God? No. No. Bi'idhnillah, with God's permission. Everything he did with God's permission. So he's working for God. He's not independent from him. He's a subordinate. Subordinate to God. His power is not his own power. He's only an agent. He's not a sovereign. He's only an agent. The sovereign is God. The power belongs to God. God bestows this power, this agency, on certain people. He gives them permission. And therefore, if you look at the Holy Quran, who is behind healing shifa? Who? I'm asking you. Allah. Ibrahim says in the Quran, وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ, once I get sick, فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ, he is the one who bestows healing on me. So the healing is from him. But again, you find in the same book, in the same Quran, Allah says about Hani, فِيهِ شِفَاءٌ لِلنَّاسِ, we have put the power of healing in this honey. If you consume it, you get healed. Is this shirk? If I say that I got some honey and I was sick and I consumed some of this honey and I became healed, is this shirk? It's not shirk. The Quran is saying this. But the power of healing is not from the honey itself. It is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By the way, honey is the liquid, not your wife. Huh? I know sometimes you call your wife honey. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the holy book, sometimes reading verses of the Quran on someone who's sick, someone who is unconscious. You see that person starts to open his eyes. Or that person who was sick, he is able to stand. Not any recitation, specific ones by specific hearts. Don't tell me I did this 500 times on my mother and didn't work. It requires clean hearts, clean intentions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ. Shifa. In this book, we bring down what is healing. Not only spiritual healing, physical healing too. But of course, the healer is God. But God has means. Because this life is based on something called cause and effect. Al-illatu wal-ma'lul. As-sababu wal-musabbab. Aw al-musabbib. Illa and ma'lul. This life is based on cause and effect. We believe in Tawheed, in monotheism. Monotheism has different branches, my friends. Tawheed al-Dhat, Tawheed al-Sifat. And then we have Tawheed al-Af'al, the unity of the deeds. What does that mean? Unity of the deeds. I'll make it simple for you. Unity of the deed or deeds means that God alone is behind every action in this universe. Nothing happens without His knowledge and permission. Nothing, whether small or big. Even you, who are sitting on the chair now, you cannot stand without God's permission. You can't stand. You can't move your hand without God's permission. You can't speak without God's permission. He is al-illatu al-mu'athiratu al-wahidatu fi hadha al-kawn. The only influential, effective power and energy in this universe is God. All other energies are taken from Him. We take it, we get it from Him. He's the supreme energy. He's the supreme power. He is the supreme operator in this universe. Now, that does not mean God Himself has to execute everything in this universe. Sometimes God executes things by Himself, and sometimes, what does He do? Huh? Delegation. He delegates this task to this angel, to that angel, to Jibreel, to Mikael, to Israfil, to other angels. He delegates. Sometimes He delegates it to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when we say God is the sole and the only source of power in this universe, that does not mean, remember, that does not mean He always executes things by Himself. He has agents working for Him. One of those agents are called angels. وَالْمُدَبِّرَاتِ أَمْرًا. Allah says, those are My agents. I give them the order. They don't do things by themselves. They have no power of their own. Their power is from Me. They get permission from Me. I send them. I delegate them. Okay? Rizq, come to sustenance. Who is the Razzaq? إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. He is the sustainer. But listen, God in Surah An-Nisa, He says the fathers and the mothers are also Razzaq, sustainers of their families. But through me, I am the original sustainer. The fathers and the mothers are not the original. They are delegates. Do you see the difference? God is the original power. We are the delegates. Therefore, in Surah An-Nisa, Allah says, وَارْزُقُوهُمْ فِيهَا وَكْسُوهُمْ. Go to chapter 4, Surah An-Nisa, verse 5. وَارْزُقُوهُمْ, God says to the fathers and the mothers, وَارْزُقُوهُمْ, you do the rizq of your children, وَكْسُوهُمْ, وَكْسُوهُمْ, clothe them and feed them. And then the third example, I have many examples, but the third example. Who takes the souls of the humans at the time of death? Allah. اللَّهُ يَتَوَفَّى الْأَنفُسَ حِينَ مَوْتِ. He takes the souls. But sometimes God says, it's not Me. I send a delegate. Who is the delegate? Israel. قُلْ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ الَّذِي وُكِّلَ. See, وُكِّلَ, He has been delegated to this task. He has been assigned. وُكِّلَ means He has been assigned this task. Beautiful task of taking My life and your life. This is His job. So God delegates the power to Israel, because Israel, without God's permission, he cannot do anything. And one day God is going to take the soul of Israel himself. And he cannot say no. He has to surrender to Allah. So this is the meaning of Tawheed al-Af'al. Tawheed al-Af'al means the unity of the deeds. That Allah is behind every motion, every action. But however, sometimes He delegates. He delegates. So when it comes to shafa'a and mercy, Allah delegates this power to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To Amir al-Mu'mineen, to Imam Hussein, to others and others and others and others. This is not shirk. Their power is from God. When the Quran condemns those who go to other than God, He's condemning those who go to the idols, or those who claim that our power is nothing to do with God. It's our own power. This is condemned. This is unacceptable. This is shirk. Do you see the difference, my friends, or not? Therefore, what is the magic word in the Quran when it comes to this? Tawassul and shafa'a and seeking help. What is the magical one? I have said this here many times. Huh? The difference between two terms in the Quran. One of them is Tawheed, the other is Shirk. What is Tawheed? Huh? Bi'idhnillah. Who said Bi'idhnillah? Ahsant, Abu Mahmud. He remembers that. When the Prophet bestows healing, help, assistance بإذن الله. What is the shirk من دون الله? And therefore in Surah Yunus, وَلَا تَدْعُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَنْفَعُكَ وَلَا يَضُرُّكَ. Do not call upon other than God. مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Remember this always. Because one day when you go to Umrah, a Wahhabi will come to you. He will tell you, what are you doing? Asking Muhammad? Muhammad is dead. He's finished. Go and ask God. And then he recites this verse in Surah Yunus. وَلَا تَدْعُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَنْفَعُكَ. Tell him, listen, this is min dunillah. I am praying with God's permission. Bi-idhnillah. You have to understand the difference between bi-idhnillah and min dunillah. Bi-idhnillah, this is the Prophet. God has given him this power. And he's not dead. He's not dead. His soul can understand. The body is dead. The soul is not dead. The soul never dies. Even the soul of a mushrik does not die. Let alone the soul of the Prophet. And God has given him this permission to intercede on our behalf. So I can ask. I'm not going to an idol. I'm not asking an idol. I'm asking Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in every step of our life, we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need him in two stages. We need him, the scholars they say, في العلة المحدثة والعلة المبقية. محدثة, when you begin something, when you establish something, you need the help of God. Okay? At the stage of establishment. But also you need him at the stage of what? Continuity. To continue, you need him. Not only when you establish something, but also when you continue. When we started our life, we needed God. We are continuing our life, we need him. Right to the end. We need Allah. And there is no day that can pass by where you say, today I don't need him. I should not bother him anymore. Today, you know, let him be busy with others. You need him every single day. Every single day. And this is what he says, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ لَكُنْتُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. If it wasn't the help, the assistance, the blessing, the protection, the guidance of God, you would have been part of the losers. The losers. لَكُنْتُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. But what does that mean? Does it mean that I should stay at home and do nothing and just to pray, God will guide me, God would help me. I don't go to work, I don't go to school, I don't help my family, I don't help my community. Only God, 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 God. No, this is right. This is wrong. This is not right. Allah says, I want you to move, take the first step, I'm going to back you. I'm going to support you. Go to work and then say, Ya Allah, don't stay at home. Go to the doctor's office and say, Ya Allah, I need the healing. Don't stay at home and say, Ya Allah. Your prayers are not going to reach you. You want to succeed in your school, in your studies, study, go to school and then say, Ya Allah. But if you don't go to school, don't go to work, don't go to hospital and say, Ya Allah, Allah is not going to answer. Allah is saying, don't waste your time and my time. I want you to work. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. I would never change your circumstances unless you change your condition. Get up, move, okay? Be hardworking, be serious, take life seriously. I will bring the healing, the health, the money, the children, the family, the security. This month, my friends, and I would conclude here, is the opportunity for us to ask real help and assistance from Allah. And we ask Him, أَعِنِّي فِيهِ عَلَى صِيَامِهِ وَقِيَامِهِ. You help me to have a real fasting Why real fasting? There is sometimes fastings that are not real. Yes, I said the very first night here, I said all the ibadats have two dimensions, two sections. One is mechanical, the second is spiritual. Mechanical, you just did mechanical. No food, no drink until after sunset. This is mechanical. This is mechanical. But the spiritual one is difficult. What is the spiritual one? It's to control my tongue during fasting. Control my eyes. Control my ears. Control my heart. Control my thoughts. To control myself. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ Self-restraint. Not to commit a sin. This is the spiritual. This is the real one. Even controlling our thoughts. Even if we don't share our thoughts with others outside our mind, we should control it. Bad thoughts are unacceptable. You cannot say, I'm only thinking here in my mind, in my head. I'm not sharing that with others. One day, like this crazy guy, Omar Mateen, today, who killed 50 people, he was contemplating on this. His friends in the security firm, they said, we heard him many times, he was threatening, but they did nothing to him. They did nothing to him until he carried the weapon and he opened fire. When you keep an idea in your mind and you contemplate on that, one day, this is going to materialize. Someone who think of stealing, even if he does not steal, this is bad. Because one day, thinking about this, contemplating about this, is going to lead him into stealing, into other bad deeds. So keep your mind safe, clean. Keep your thoughts clean. Once you keep your thoughts clean and heart clean, your deeds are going to be clean. One day, Imam Ali came to the masjid. A man was praying, but his prayers was not good. He was not paying attention. He was moving all around. While he was doing salat, Amir al-Mu'mineen said, Ama لو خشع قلبه لخشع الجوارح. If his heart is paying attention, his limbs are going to pay attention too. This means that his heart is not paying attention. His thoughts are not paying attention. His thoughts are corrupted. When you keep the heart clean, definitely you're going to do good things. But if the heart is not clean, is sick, you cannot expect the deeds to be good. And lastly, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Warzuqni fihi dhikraka bidawamih." Warzuqni, O Allah, allow me to remember you always, to praise you. The Holy Quran says, "Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tulhikum amwalukum wala auladukum an dhikrillah." An dhikrillah, wa man yaf'al dhalika fa ulaika humul khasir. Do not let your business, your family, your engagements, to keep you away from God's remembrance. They should not cut you off God. God is more important than anything else. Some people are missing from prayers, from Ramadan, from fasting. When you ask them, why are you missing? Say it, I am busy. Life keeps me busy. I have a family. Ajib, you have a family? And then you can't even give 5 minutes? Some people do not pray. Why you don't pray? Even at home they don't pray. Because I'm busy. I don't have time to pray. But you have the time to watch a game. If there is a sport game, 5 hours, you have enough time for that. But when it comes to God, you don't have 5 minutes. لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ When you cut off yourself from God, you're going to be one of the losers. فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ What do we say in Dua Kumail? وَاجْعَلْ لِسَانِي بِذِكْرِكَ لَهِجَ وَقَلْبِي بِحُبِّكَ مُتَيَّمًا Make my tongue always frequently remembers you and my heart attached to you, infatuated with you. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك غافر الخطيئات إنك ماحي السيئات وجاعلها حسنات تقبل صلاتنا وصيامنا ودعاءنا في هذا الشهر العظيم. Tomorrow we're going to have guests coming from Pacific Institute, Pacifica Institute here in Irvine. They are mostly from Turkey, are going to be our guests, and we're going to dedicate this first line of tables for them, for our guests, so it's going to be reserved. They're going to break their fast with us, inshallah, tomorrow, Monday. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين.